Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Rosh Hashanah Zalman Rivzgos and Marasiyat V'Chayitz Chalotem. V'Shabigi Bench for that Sachat Slachat Seat Dishmaya Good Health Parnasa B'Shefa and Kol Tiv Sela and B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zeich Refines Rizivik Hagon B'Karav Mamish. Now, in order for a person to be Chayiv in Haitza, he needs to perform the transfer from one Rosh Hashanah to the other without interruption. Meaning, he has to bring it from Rosh Hashanah Yachid directly to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim or vice versa. However, if he stops in a Karmelis, which is a type of Rosh Hashanah, which is not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid or Rosh Hashanah Rabim, then he's not chayiv. So any area without mechitzas 10 tefachim high, so it can't be Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or not wide enough or busy enough to be Rosh Hashanah Rabim, is considered a karmelis. So Mishnah Beis tells us, Hamaitzi Eichlin Nusan Al Iskupa, a person was mitzi food from his house, and he put it on his skupa, he put it on his porch, which is right outside his house, and it's a karmelis. Bein Shechazav Reitzion, whether he now went and he took them out, completing bringing them into the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Bein Sheitzion Acher, or somebody else took them out and brought them into the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Pater, he's Pater, because he didn't do this malacha in one shot. He didn't take them from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim in one shot. Something similar, kupashim leya peres. If he has a box that's full of produce, and he put it on the outer iskupa, which this outer iskupa is considered Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Now, afal bisha raiva peres b'chutz, even though the majority of the produce in this basket is outside, is considered to be in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, pater, he's still pater for what he did, until he's mighty the entire basket, since some of the basket is still in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so he's not chayiv. Continuing to talk about Haitza, Mishnah Gimel says, Hamaitzi bein bimina bein b'smaylai, a person that's mitzi something on Shabbos, whether he does so in his right hand or left hand, b'saychekai, in his chest, oyal k'seifai, or on his shoulder, chayiv, he's chayiv for doing so, shekein masa b'nei kahas, this is the way the b'nei kahas carry the parts of the Mishkan and the kelim of the Mishkan in the midbar, this is all considered a normal form of carrying. However, kil achar yadai, if he did it in an abnormal way, baragli, if he did it with his foot, b'piv, in his mouth, with marpakai, in his elbow, ba'aznai, in his ear, ubisari, in his hair, uvpundasai, upil amata, he put something in his money belt, but its opening was facing downwards, bein pundasai l'chalukai, where he put it in between his money belt and his garment, ubisfas chalukai, or on the hem of his garment, bimin aloi, in his shoe, besandoloi, in his sandal, Potter, he's Potter in all these scenarios, because he wasn't mighty hit the normal way that people are mighty things, and therefore he's Potter. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet, and hey, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.